Hi, welcome to another of our Coffee Time Chats. Today we focus on converting visitors to your website into booking guests. To share their insights, tips and advice, we're joined by Savina of UserGuest. In this discussion, we look at the importance of the user experience to increase conversions, the need for clear CTAs, call to actions, how personalizing offers and tailoring these to specific target markets can drive bookings, and the critical need to streamline the booking process to maximize revenue and minimize low periods. Finally, Savina outlines the latest UserGuest offer where hotels can sign up for a free website audit. The link is in the notes, and I really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hi, Savina. Thanks for joining us again today. The last time you and I were on one of these calls, we were talking about your new initiative around the Rev Marketing Certification. How's that been going?
Thank you for having me again, Trevor. Yeah, it was. It's good. We are really happy with the interest that it has generated. We had hundreds of people sign up for the course, so we're hoping that we've provided some extra value to those hoteliers, and hopefully we contributed to their success.
Hopefully so. Fingers crossed. That's good. That's good news. There's been a good take up. Today's conversation doesn't really relate to that. This is completely separate because there's something I know, again, another thing that you've got to offer hoteliers. So our conversation focus for this discussion is around the hotel website. And what are some simple steps, because there's so much we could cover, but what are the simple steps we could do to maximize conversions? Everyone used to talk a while ago of turning lookers into bookers, I guess. So I guess that's what we're looking at. And one thing I think that is important to mention, but hopefully everyone gets this, but maybe you could emphasize it as we start this dialogue, is that for a while now, we've moved into a new phase regarding the hotel website. I mean, it is no longer just, as a lot of people perceived it in the past, just an online brochure. So can you, in terms of teeing up what we're going to discuss, can you tell us a little bit about where you feel a hotel website, where the emphasis should be now? What space are we in at the moment?
Yeah, I think you put it really well. It's no longer a brochure. It's an e-commerce platform. And this is how we at UserGuest has always viewed it, as a platform that generates revenue. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a healthy way to look at the website. Of course, we're not minimizing the importance of stunning visuals, high quality videos, and just translating that vibe that is unique to your hotel. That is absolutely important. Yep. But we really also want to focus hoteliers' attention on the user experience of the website, the UI UX. So how are people interacting with the website, and what are the steps that they can do to really make this website convert more? So of course, as you know, UserGuest already offers this kind of solution, but also even without this solution, what are the steps that they can do to optimize their website and make it a successful e-commerce platform?
Yeah, and I think that's an important point, because of course, you still want to get across the character of the hotel, what may make you unique. You need to, as you said, images of critical nowadays. Videos, short form videos are massive in the world that we live in. Instagram and TikTok, God knows I don't use those kind of things, but they are important to people. So conveying that and having that on your website is important. But I think to your point, it's okay when we've got them there. They've obviously come for a reason. It may be to find information, but they may be looking to stay. So how do we then utilize our website like we do when we go on Amazon or something like that? It's very good at drawing us in and taking us on a journey to actually buy something. And I know we were going to focus on two areas for the purpose of this call. One you've already indicated, so that's where we'll start, where you were talking about the kind of user experience, and that relies a little bit on the UX being the user experience and the UI being the interface, i.e. how the website functions. Just very briefly, what user experience, what does What does that actually mean?
That is a very good question. As it suggests, it's the experience that a user gets from your website when they visit the website. So there are a few different elements that come in play here. So of course, that's how easy is your navigation. That has to do also with UI, but it's mostly what is the person's experience while interacting with the website. So are they finding things easily? Is the process clear enough in a hotel, in the hotel context, for example, when we're talking about the booking engine experience, how easy is it to go through the steps and actually complete the reservation? It's the ease of finding the things that they're looking for. So some of the mistakes that I see often on hotel websites is that the offers, for example, are not clearly displayed on the homepage. There is an offer section maybe hidden somewhere in the internal pages of the website, but when someone visits the website looks kind of almost static and not interactive. So the experience there is sometimes just boredom because there's no it's not interactive. It's not easy to find the information that they're looking for. There's no nothing convincing them to continue their booking journey or find out more. So I think it's really important to look at those elements and of course structural elements and technical elements of your website. How clear are your call to action? So do you have a clear book now button, reserve now? So really making it for that user to complete a reservation.
I just want to pick up on the two bits there, the finding the information. So, if I want to find out more about the restaurants, for instance, the ease of finding that. But I guess we all probably start with what rooms do they have? What's the different types of rooms? Those, so that navigation piece, making it very straightforward. The offers, as you said, sometimes can be buried in that navigation, rather than it being front and center. But I think we're going to come on a little bit to talk about offerings. That's the second part, so we'll focus on that at the moment. CTAs, those call to actions, that interests me. How often should these call to actions appear? If I'm then in looking about room information, should they be in that part of the website as well, or is it just on the home page? How does that fit into the user experience piece?
Yeah, I think that once somebody is looking at a room category, for example, looking at the pictures, we need to think about it. How can we make it as easy as possible for them to actually complete the reservation and make that reservation that they want to make? So when someone is looking at the room, if they have decided that this is the right room for them, we really want to make sure there is a button that is easy to find, first of all, to see. And then just taking them from there straight to the booking process. Otherwise, we're expecting the user to navigate back to the homepage, find the call to action there, or even in some worst case scenarios, maybe even then it's not going to be easy to actually get to that next stage. So always thinking about how to make the user experience better and the booking process easier.
That makes sense. Lots of people access websites through mobile, so I guess how much does that kind of come into play around that whole user experience? And I guess the different formatting of whether you're seeing a site on a big screen on a desktop or on a small screen on the mobile, those call to action buttons become even more important than I would think in that case.
Yeah, a mobile optimized website is crucial nowadays. I think hoteliers now realize that not only people only visit on their mobile phones, but they also make reservations on their mobile phones. So we need to make sure that the experience there is also flawless. Sometimes certain elements may be disabled on mobile phones just so that we can improve that user experience
Makes sense.
for people. And especially with last minute travelers, so many of them are looking on their phones, or maybe they found your hotel website on booking.com. They're just checking to see some information that may be missing on your booking.com profile. And this is the right time to really impress them and to also communicate that this is the right place for them to be, to show your incentives, offers on the homepage, for example, but also just to make the usability really flow.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. And I think particularly picking up on that point, you know, there could be various reasons why we're sitting on our phone and we're browsing away, or we're just drifting off and thinking about a holiday, and so we go and have a look. That initial maybe utilizing an OTA to kind of bring a shortlist, seeing a hotel that grabbed their attention, then coming across to the hotel website themselves, that lends itself then to the real importance of not only the user experience, but I guess the second part that you emphasize, which is the element about that the personalized the offerings and the personalized offerings, because you've now got them on the site, they may be finding information. That's the looker. How do we convert them? So talk us about the second element that you wanted to kind of highlight, which is that offering piece.
Yeah, the personalization is definitely key. So finding the right user with the right offer. So of course you can have more of a general offer section, but if there is a way to also personalize the user experience, that would be fantastic. So for example, when someone has been to the website before, they have started maybe the booking process but dropped out, or someone rang the doorbell and they had to go get it. The next time, the next time they go back to the website, there's ways to take them straight back to their reservation. So again, minimizing the number of steps that they need to take in order to complete that reservation.
Reducing that friction.
Yeah, exactly. Also, other things that I think are important is being clear about cancellation policies, about pricing. Again, there are pricing comparison widgets available, really convincing those users to know that they're getting the best price. And speaking of booking experience, so many times I see a mistake where there is the everything is sorted by rates instead of rooms, and that may make sense from a revenue marketing perspective, but it doesn't make sense from a user perspective. The user
Absolutely.
wants to find the rooms, and maybe then they can choose the right offering or the right policy or a rate for them. So that's also something to keep in mind.
Just I want to pick up when you talk about, I mean, when I go on a website, you often see, you know, best. Book your best rate here, or there may be some kind of offer. What's the difference between a generalized offering and what you refer to as a personalized offering?
Well, a personalized offer would be one that matches your target market. So, for example, a general offer might be just an early bird offer that you're giving a certain discount for advanced bookings. A more personalized offer would be, for example, a package that is specifically designed to your target audience. So maybe your target audience is families. So creating a family package with certain inclusions, a kids club, or anything else that you can add in this offering. Or maybe it's couples that are looking for wellness and a retreat style of holiday. So really personalizing those offers towards them. Again, there are other ways and tools like ours, for example, where you can target, show specific offers to the specific markets, for example. But even just from a website point of view of how to design the website, really tailoring the website towards your target audience, making sure that from the moment they visit the website, they understand that this is the right place for them.
So a bit like if, and I guess that's picking up on your last point, that's where that rev marketing piece is kind of the marketing is about understanding, you know, who your target audience is and how you're trying to position your hotel. The revenue side is looking at obviously are we generating, where are our low periods, what should we be doing in terms of pricing, and how do we pull those things together and then present it, as you say, utilizing a solution like UserGuest. How do you bring those two thought processes together, come up with some offerings, and then present that front and center on the website? And I guess to your last point there about the content, you know, If you're a family-orientated hotel, most of your images in some way, shape or form should be showing some sort of family-orientated activity or image. Couples will be, if it's wellness and retreat, it's going to be more relaxation, more couples, isn't it? It's actually thinking through rather than just we set up this website 3-4 years ago, there's our images, and we've left it the same, even though our markets might have changed.
Yeah, exactly. So I think hoteliers are good at personalizing their social media and really tailoring it towards the target market. But we also need to think about that consistency. So someone coming from your Instagram account needs to also have the same feel of the hotel when they visit the website.
Yeah, good
and
point.
I think to something that you pointed out, the importance of analyzing and changing strategy based on those findings. When it comes to the website, of course you have information about your bookings, your target markets, your revenue, etc. But there are also tools out there that can help you analyze the user experience and see where do people click, mm-hmm. how do they interact. So really getting feedback from those kind of tools to make informed decisions of what needs to change. So maybe your offers section needs to be higher up on the homepage. Maybe people really click on the facilities, but the facilities are hidden somewhere in your navigation. Maybe it's a good idea to feature some of your key facilities already on the homepage.
So make that more prominent.
Yes, exactly. So there are some key elements that are important for a successful hotel website. And I think offers, facilities, what's unique about your hotel and location needs to be featured immediately on the homepage of the website.
Makes a lot of sense. Okay, so a lot of good tips and advice. You obviously know what you're talking about here. So, and no surprise, because I mean, this is the space that you guys are in, day out, working with hotel clients, helping them to basically, you know, maximize their conversions. So as regards a hotel website, how can you guys, user guests specifically, help our hotelier audience and community? What guys are you doing at the moment?
So this is something new that we're launching, which is a free website audit. Mm-hmm. So our team is offering this completely for free, because we do believe that optimizing the hotel website also helps not only your direct bookings and revenue, but also the performance of how our tool performs. Mm-hmm. So we go through a checklist that we have prepared, and we give you things that you can implement today that are going to improve the user experience and hopefully have impact on revenue as well.
Brilliant. Free website audit. So what do I get for that? You know, what's included in a free website audit?
Our team reviews, as I mentioned, we prepare the checklist that we go through. So some of the things that it includes, we actually start even from the very beginning of how does your website appears on a simple Google search. So we review pricing parity, for example, which is not exactly connected to website design per se, but it's very important for driving direct bookings and revenue. Mm-hmm. Then we analyze the navigation that we spoke about, the call to action buttons, the different sections of the website. We provide suggestions of how to improve the user flow. We spoke a little bit about the booking process. So we review the booking process, give you suggestions of how to minimize certain steps, for example, if your booking process is too long, or how to improve certain steps. We give you suggestions of tools that maybe you can use to improve certain aspects of your website as well. So really comprehensive. We don't go into too much technical detail. We really focus on what can you do today to improve the conversion rates of the website. And it's hopefully something that can be easily done. We don't want you to completely redesign the website. We'll just give you suggestions of how to improve what you already have.
Brilliant. And if someone's listening to this or watching this and they want to get involved, how do they? I mean, we'll make sure any links are obviously in the notes, but what would they do? Just come to your website, sign up. Is that the simple process to get engaged?
Yeah, it's we've made sure the user experience is.
There you go. Do what you preach.
Yeah, we have a landing page that we'll include for you. You just sign up and we'll be in touch to schedule a call. Our team is going to first conduct the audit, review the website, go through our checklist, and then we contact you to present our findings and give you those actionable insights.
Brilliant.
So hopefully an easy process for everyone.
Make it as easy, as less friction as possible. Brilliant. Well, thanks again for joining us today. Thanks for sharing those tips. And as a user of hotel websites, I can 100% confirm that the things that you've highlighted are things that, when not done, are incredibly frustrating as a user experience. And excellent that there's an opportunity to engage with you, get an audit, find out where you can be making improvements on the website. So thanks so much. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Trevor.
Take care.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Savina for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.